SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Engineers in Maryland are focusing on removing what had been the Francis Scott Key Bridge from the Patapsco River. Crews on Saturday started to cut the first section of the twisted steel so it could be loaded on barges after a massive cargo ship collapsed the span Tuesday, striking one of the main supports. Governor Wes Moore says the work will continue around the clock to clear and reopen the shipping channel.
Unified Command are conducting planning and engineering assessments 24 hours a day. We have assets on the water enforcing safety zones 24 hours a day. We have assessments on the dolly being conducted 24 hours a day.
Meanwhile, as those still missing, Moore says conditions in the water make recovery a little too difficult right now.
Conditions in the water make it unsafe for rescue divers. And we're not just talking about weather and wind. We're talking about debris. We're talking about wreckage. We're talking about pieces of the Key Bridge that are in the water.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Biden administration's push for electric vehicles hitting a few speed bumps.
More than 2 years after President Biden signed the infrastructure bill into law, only four states have opened public EV charging stations funded by the legislation. The president has set a goal of creating a national network of 500,000 chargers by the end of the decade. Right now, 175,000 are available. Meanwhile, Ford Motor Company will drastically cut the number of hourly workers at its factory that builds the Ford F-150 Lightning as sales of EVs slow. Greg Clugston, Washington.
AT&T discovered a giant, breach of personal data on the dark web. They said that about 7 million current account holders are affected. SRN News. Transgenderism being rethought by one European country.
French lawmakers will take up a bill that would ban sex change operations on anyone under the age of 18. A growing number of European countries are beginning to push back on the transgender agenda, concluding that allowing children to undergo irreversible surgery in order to live as the opposite sex is harmful. Here in the U.S., more than 20 states have taken similar action, but the Biden administration is fighting them in court. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The latest research finds nearly two-thirds of abortions carried out in the U.S. last year were done so by using drugs. That's up from 53% in 2020. Abortion pills are also a very lucrative product for America's giant pharmaceutical industry. The Guttmacher Institute reporting nearly 700,000 babies were killed in 2023 with the use of drugs rather than surgery. This is SRN News. There's more court action in the wake of a police raid on a small town newspaper.
An office manager at a weekly paper in Kansas, now the latest employee to sue over the raid last year that sparked a firestorm. Sherry Bentz alleges she was unlawfully detained and interrogated and had her cell phone seized. Two other employees sued previously over the August 11th raid of the Marion County Records newsroom that put the town of some 2,000 people at the center of a national debate over press freedom. Jason Walker reporting.
The largest uranium producer in the U.S. ramping up work at a mine less than 10 miles from the Grand Canyon. This as global instability and growing demand drive uranium prices even higher. Biden administration and dozens of other countries pledging to boost the capacity of nuclear power worldwide. More details at SRNnews.com.